Can a midlife crisis be a coming-of-age story? An actor, director Zach Braff's new comedy drama, Wish I Was Here, it is. The semi-autobiographical Wish I Was Here originally screened at the 2014 Sundance Film Festival. It follows 39-year-old Aiden Bloom, played by Braff, a struggling actor with two kids, a supportive wife, and some not-so-rosy family relationships. The film opens in a dream sequence, with Aiden as an intergalactic warrior being chased by a mysterious dark force. This is the first of many repetitive daydream sequences Aiden has throughout the film that serve as a window on the inner conflicts of Aiden's life and his unspoken desire for escapism. In real life, however, Aiden is stuck in a series of unsuccessful auditions. His wife Sarah, played by Kate Hudson, is supporting the family by working an unfulfilling job with the local water company. The Blooms are raising two kids, the smart and obedient tween daughter, played by Joey King, and the sarcastic six-year-old Tucker, played by Pierce Gagnon. Aiden's dad, Gabe, played by Mandy Patinkin, has been generously funding the kids' tuition at a Jewish private school. Suddenly, the tuition bills are past due. Gabe reveals that he has cancer and has chosen to redirect the funds set aside for his grandkids' tuition to fund an experimental treatment. Adversity now shakes up and wakes up the entire family, including Aiden's reclusive and genius brother Noah, played by Josh Gad. And all are faced with change in order to grow and move forward. It's at this point the film gets a bit existential, with Aiden leading the questioning of why are we here and what makes us happy. Taking a break from auditioning to homeschool his kids for the remainder of the semester, Aiden shifts his focus to others and examines his relationships, aspirations, and his long-abandoned Jewish faith and its customs. Despite such a heavy subject matter, Braff's script, co-written with his brother Adam, does lighten things up with some humorous dialogue and scenes. It is, at times, also a tearjerker, so get ready for a roller coaster of emotions while watching this film. Wish I Was Here is rated R for language. The Bloom family has a very well-funded swear jar and some sexual content. Braff personally curated the film's soundtrack, just as with the platinum-selling soundtrack to his debut film, Garden State. It runs a slow 2 hours, but offers a poignant peek into modern family dynamics. This is Linda Jaeger with the KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center.